6 minutes to go. Could this one even into the draw? A draw, by the way, was 15-2. I've seen it, some of the odds coming down here this afternoon. Unfortunately, I didn't put a bet on it. In any case, if you are gambling, gamble responsibly. But here come Leitrim. They're gambling with Evan Sweeney here. Evan Sweeney had played on, but the referee had blown the whistle and the ball had gone over the bar. Oh, the ghosts of John McEwen coming back to haunt Leitrim again.
Yeah, but I think that one went wide, John. So we'll quite happily take that one back.
Oh, dear. Oh, anything could happen here at this stage now. It is going to be a free, in any case, for Leitrim. And some more movements. And Imlan Mulligan is about to be introduced into the fold very shortly indeed as well. Changes taking place by the two management teams here. 29 and a half minutes into the second half, and at the end of all of that, it is going to be a free in for Leitrim as they look to go into the lead again. Aidan Flynn making a little bit of a run here to our right if anybody has spotted him, or will they go and maybe try and lob this one in? No, they're going to go short and retain possession. Donal Flynn now, 45 minutes out from the Limerick goal, gets the ball passed away to his right, and eventually now it's going to come over to the near side here. And a man who takes it on and lifts the siege on for Leitrim is Gillian McGloin again. McGloin gets it back towards Damian Moran. Moran loses out in possession and Limerick overturn it and they break again. And here they come with Ian Corbett. Corbett has got someone running off the shoulder. It's the man who's just come in there, Ronan Lynch. Ronan Lynch, 45 minutes out from goal, plays it back to Peter Nash. Peter Nash hits the deck. Peter Nash is fouled about 43 metres out, dead straight in front of the Leitrim goal. And the other change is Evan Sweeney is coming off. Imlan Mulligan is coming on for Leitrim. But Limerick now have a gilt edge opportunity of going back into the lead here at an absolutely crucial stage of the game. And the man who is going to take the free is Sean McSweeney, the corner forward for them from the St. Kiernan's club. And he's got a great, great opportunity here, Martin, to put them into the lead with 4 minutes remaining.
Yeah, and John, I hate to say it all over again, but we were in possession of the ball, Damien Moore in possession of the ball, and we turned it over ourselves just by not being patient, not waiting for the right opportunity to present itself. You know, I mean, Emlyn has gone in there now. Hopefully he'll settle things down a wee bit in there, but this is a big, big kick in terms of how this game goes.
McSweeney, all eyes on him. He's about 3, 4, 5 feet inside the 45 meter line. He'll kick it from the ground. He'll strike it left footed. It's on the way wide, would you believe? He's kicked it out to the left of Dermot McKiernan's post and it goes wide, and I suppose there's a collective sigh of relief there from all Leitrim and sundry.
Absolutely a collective sigh of relief, John. Now we've got possession again from a quick kick out, John. We have to start making it count a little bit more up here. We've been playing great football in the second half, more urgency in our game, but we've been just let down by a couple of loose passes.
Imlan Mulligan almost had his first touch of the game, but the ball squirms away from him, and Limerick again are able to overturn it and break from the back here themselves. Level at the moment at 11 points each. 32 minutes played in the stopwatch here as we tick into the closing stages, and Tommy Childs wins a free for Limerick. Referee is going to take some action as well against Shane Boren. He's calling across the man from Ballinamore, Shauna Heslins, who's going to be going into his notebook. Referee pointing out as well where the infringement took place and issues a yellow card to the man from Ballinamore. So he obviously will be aware of that, and some more changes taking place as well, Martin, I believe, here.
Number 19 there, Jim Liston is coming on there for Gordon Brown.
For Gordon Brown. So Gordon Brown makes way and Jim Liston comes on. Wonder if he ever had the nickname of the Bomber. Here we come in any case. Ian Corbett for Limerick now moving it forward. Gets it there to Tommy Childs. Childs, the midfielder, deep into Leitrim territory. He strays now. Limerick looking for that score that could send them back into the ascendancy. Jamie Lee holds on to possession, being forced out wide, and the tackle goes in. It was a nudge into the back, and that was a needless foul to give away, a needless free to concede, and Limerick have taken it quickly. They didn't go for the score directly, but they still have possession, and it comes over here now to Brian Donovan, and Donovan tries to get his pass away, but Leitrim have overturned it, and now they come forward. 33 minutes gone, sides level, 11 points each. Paddy Maguire has the ball for Leitrim, plays it behind him there. So vital now, a score at this late stage could win it. Once again, Shane Moran tells his teammates to settle down. Let's make sure of it. Let's get it into the man in the best position who can inflict damage. Back it goes there to Mark Plunkett. Mark Plunkett plays it outside him. Imlan Mulligan has it now just outside the opposition 45 metre line. Leitrim bring play too. They still manage to hold on to it. They still got possession over there, but it's untidy from Donald Flynn, very close to the sideline. Out over the sideline it goes. Sideline ball for Limerick. One or two vital moves are breaking down at a crucial stage in the Limerick forward line, as the supermark is taken there as well by Ronan Lynch in the middle of the field. Gets it over towards this near side of the field as Limerick now their turn again to attack. Ball comes over here to Jim Liston, man just introduced. Liston gets it back to Paul Maher. Paul Maher in turn, back to Ian Corbett. Ian Corbett over to the far side, and coming in for it here is Brian Donovan. Still it's Brian Donovan, moving all the time, 45 metres out from the Leitrim goal, gets beyond it, only just back to Ian Corbett. Corbett now looks to get infield, being pushed out there, two Leitrim in around him, one of them is Paddy Maguire, and Leitrim have won the free, Martin.
Yeah, and John, our turnovers are coming from not just doing the simple things. We're trying to get that killer pass, John. We should retain possession, move the ball quick, move it simple, John, and the opportunity will present itself.
We're into the final minutes. Yeah. 34 minutes and 16 seconds played. Can we remind you of the scoreboard? Limerick 11 points, Leitrim 11 points, all to play for here in a crucial game. Will it be a point gained? Will it be a point lost if it ends up in a draw? Let's see what's going to happen. There's still time for either side if they believe, if they're still good enough. And it's Killian McGlynn who has it for Leitrim in the middle of the field. Slows it down. Leitrim once again under Terry Hyland, refusing to panic. Ball kicked inside there now by Sean McQueenie. McQueenie lobbing this one in somewhat ambitiously. Gary Plunkett does well to keep it alive. He's trying to cut along the inside, still Gary Plunkett moving there all the time. Two Limerick men converge round him. They manage to win the ball back, but Leitrim have got some reinforcements there as well. Limerick have overturned it and they manage to get the ball away, and it comes to Jim Liston back in his own half of the field. Now we're into, almost into injury time. We're officially into it now. 35 minutes gone at the end of the second half. Limerick have possession at a crucial stage. They are level with Leitrim here, and they walk the ball forward with Brian Donovan. They're out now approaching the Leitrim 45 minute line, making a run here on, if they can pick him out, is Jim Liston. It comes to Jim Liston. He's 43 metres out from goal. Has to play it back inside to Brian Donovan again. Donovan, we're going to have 4 minutes. Cahir, no maid to be added on. And the ball once won by Peter Nash. Peter Nash has it. 4 minutes of additional time to be added on. And Leitrim again have got a vital tackle in. Ball touched on the ground by a Limerick player. Free out. 4 minutes more to go, Martin.
Yeah,
John, who's going to win it?
Well, John, at this moment, like, I mean, Leitrim are playing good football, to be fair to them. In our defence, we've turned the ball over through hard work, but we've given it away when we get up here into attack. We just need to show a little bit more composure when we get the ball inside the attacking zone here, John. So we're on the attack again now. Let's see, can we do something with this ball?
Almost 36 minutes played here at the end of the second half. An absolutely gripping encounter. Aidan Flynn in possession for Leitrim. Plays the ball back inside him there to Donald Flynn. Now kicks it in ambitiously again to the forward line, but it's a 2v1 numerical advantage for Limerick. And unsurprisingly, it's the team in white and green who break, and they get the ball over as far as Ronan Lynch. Ronan Lynch fouled immediately, takes the free, gets it in here towards the direction of Jim Liston. But there's two changes about to take place. Leitrim, I think, are going to be bringing in Owen Ward, is about to come in, and I'm sure it might be Donald Flynn is the player who is coming off. And there's a change being made as well by Limerick. Number 19 is about to come in for, well, number 19 is in for them. Jim Liston is in already. He's just receiving a drink of water, I think, that he came over to from the sideline there, but close to it in any case. But my word, what drama. Number 10 is coming off, in fact, for Limerick as well. They are bringing off Peter Nash, who looks to have drained every last bit of energy out of his body here in this particular game. Gets handshakes all round. Of the 4 minutes of additional time, two have nearly elapsed at this stage. It really is on a knife edge. Limerick in possession.
It is, John, and we gave away possession again there, John, by trying to pick out that spectacular pass. Use the ball simple, use it quick in these last couple of minutes. That's what's going to win the game for us if we can do that, John.
Sean O'Dea plays it back to Ian Corbett. Ian Corbett has it here now, takes the return. Still Corbett moving at the Leitrim 45 metre line, beyond the Leitrim 45 metre line. He's heading to the 21. Oh, he gets his shot in. He was off balance and hitting the deck as he kicked it, and that worked out to Leitrim's advantage as Shane Quinn goes back to tidy it up. Plays it to Aidan Flynn, this near side of the field now, as Leitrim brilled from the back here themselves, and coming forward is Owen Ward. Terry Hyland is kicking every ball himself down to the sideline. Imlen Mulligan has it. Mulligan plays it outside him there, linking up brilliantly inside with Damian Moran. Damian Moran, a long range special needed now. Damian, 45 metres out, it's on the way from Damian Moran. A huge kick from Damian Moran, but it's tailed out to the left and it's tailed out wide. You can see what I was trying to do, Martin. I was trying to build him with the gig grandstand finish, but it remains 11 points each. 38 minutes gone.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the time for that, John. You know, cooler heads, we need cooler heads in these last couple of minutes. There's been some great defending up here. We just need to make our superiority count when we got the field here.
Well, it's going to be some run in for the final few rounds of the Allianz League Val for Leitrim. They're still unbeaten, remember. 11 points each. 38 minutes and 15 seconds gone. There's about 45 seconds. And Leitrim have managed to win the ball back here. Gary Plunkett. Gary Plunkett. What a shot. What a score. Gary Plunkett sends it over the bar. And Leitrim lead by one. With 3.5 for the 4 minutes of injury
line gone. What a score from Gary Blunkett. Absolutely fantastic score, John. But that came about because Ryan O'Rourke got a half block on his man there. He's been out of the game all day, but he forced that turnover to create the chance for us, John.
Is there time for Limerick? The 4 minutes of about 15 seconds of injury time remaining. It's Leitrim 12, it's Limerick 11. It's a free in here for Limerick. 45 minutes out from the Leitrim goal, but only about 4 or 5 feet in from the sideline. What a game. The referee has checked the watch. The linesman has got in as well. The Limerick players in a terrible hurry to take the free. The man who is going to kick it for them is Sean McSweeney. Sean McSweeney getting ready to take it here. This will be a huge effort if it goes over. He's stolen about 15 feet from where the free took place, from where he's now standing. He's moved in from the sideline. He's moved in further infield, and he's moved closer to the 45-meter line. And I don't think anybody has spotted that.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not sure. Well, somebody has gone in now to tell them. Somebody has gone in now from a Leitrim perspective to tell them that, hey, look, it's, hold on for a second. That's been completely kicked up the wrong place. And now there's water boys going on, and there's a little bit of altercations on the sideline. But thankfully, the linesman has woke up and smelt the coffee, and he's bringing him back a few feet. So the free is going to be kicked in by Sean McSweeney. What pressure on him? We've played 39 minutes and 50 seconds. He's going to kick it from the ground. If he scores this, their level. If he misses, Leitrim have won.
It has to be the last kick of the game, John.
Here he comes. Pressure on him. Sean McSweeney. Left foot of the course of Sean McSweeney. Not going to go anywhere near the goal. Breaking ball. Limerick have still won it inside, though. There's still a chance. And again, Leitrim have blocked it down. And they come away with Paddy Maguire. And it's all over. And Leitrim have won it by one. And it's like a championship win to see the way that Leitrim are celebrating it. Some shaking hands, embracing each other. Photographs taken. I even see the bus driver with the team Paul McGowan out punching the air as well. That's what it means to Leitrim. Collectively, that's what it means to them. They've won this by one. Leitrim 12 points, Limerick 11. Martin McGowan, what a game and what a win.
Oh my word. And I mean, it really was a fantastic game, and credit to Limerick. I mean, the game wasn't just because Leitrim played well. Limerick had a great second half as well, played very well after that first 20 minute period where Leitrim dominated. And to be honest, if I was to give a man of the match now, I'd have to give it to Sean O'Dea. I thought he was absolutely outstanding for the whole match. But Leitrim, right at the very end there, Gary Plunkett showed what a quality player he is. You know, I suppose we have 7 or 8 guys that are fighting for that position in the forward line. We've no problem bringing in subs there. Emlyn Mulligan came in, Dara Rooney came in from the start today, Damian Moran came in, you've Jack Heslin to come in along with all those guys there. So I mean, there is that little bit of strength and depth in our forward line, which is great to see. But the credit must go in the second half to our defence. We were opened up in the middle of the defence in the first half, and we closed down all those routes. Limerick penetrated us in the first half, really should have had 3 goals, but for a brilliant save from Dermot McKiernan and 2 clearances off the line, one by Sean McQueenies, you know. So I mean, credit to the Leitrim team. You know what we've seen with Leitrim this year is they play to the final whistle, John.